T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, please gather around your radio dials, transistor radios, phones, smart speakers, and whatever else you enjoy to listen to the wonderful harmonious tones of one Daryl Ryder, who is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland Superior Jewelry Store.
Thank you. Hi, Daryl.
Listen, Baskin, you survived 4 hours, as did I.
Yeah, that's true. I got a little feisty yesterday. Tom, did you hear
any of the show? You were paired up yesterday?
Yeah, we did yesterday morning. So I'm going to do a little scientific experiment here. I'll be the psychologist. We're going to play word association. I'll start this with you, Daryl Ryder. Ready? Okay. Here we go. Word association. Dylan Gabriel.
Not good.
Can you expand on that?
There are a lot of areas that he needs to improve. And a lot of the things that the Browns had told us coming out of the draft, I should say, after they made that pick, I mean, we just haven't seen a lot of it in his four starts. And just like Kevin Stefanski keeps saying, part of it is not just him, it's the supporting cast. I don't know how much of it's coaching, because we don't know what they're calling, how they're calling it. We don't know the assignments and whatnot, but there were just some throws in New England that were just complete head scratchers. And it's with the defense playing as well as we've seen them play for most of these games, it's just tough to watch the offense struggle to score 17 points every week.
You mentioned the supporting cast, and that has not been up to par as well, Daryl. But isn't it almost unfair in some ways, though, to be viewing Dylan this way through this prism of, evaluating him in October when he was a third round pick, yeah. Which, you can debate that all you want, whether or not he should have been a top 100 pick or not, and whether this kid was ready to play or not, and the fact that the Browns had, because of the way they changed the course of their season, they threw him basically into the fire sooner than he was ready, and so now we're gonna pick this kid apart when he's a rookie quarterback. We've seen... You've been around this team as long as I have. We've seen rookie quarterbacks struggle in the past. Why is this any different?
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you, Tom. I guess my thing is I kind of feel like the way they used him in the offseason, giving him those first-team reps right out of the gate in the OTAs and the mini-camps, and I looked at that back then, and I'm like, they're totally getting this kid ready to play. No matter how much they want to talk about four-man quarterback competition, they're going to play this kid. And then when Jimmy Haslam said in late July, early August, that Kevin Stefanski knew the importance of playing the young quarterbacks this season.
Both of them, right.
Right. that reinforced it for me that they're going to throw these kids into the deep end at some point. And you're right. It's some of it's not Dylan Gabriel's fault. Sometimes you have to blame the people that hired him, and you have to blame the people that, that are putting him in positions. Quite frankly, I think he's been put in a position to fail. I don't know necessarily that he's an NFL starting quarterback. I think, in my opinion, and I've said this, I think he's a backup quarterback at best. That's where his ceiling is. But also, too, to your point, Tom, got to be fair about it. It's not like he's got a good wide receiver core to deal with.
No.
He doesn't. It's not, and I would argue he's got the worst wide receiving core in the league to deal with. You look at the tackle situation,
yeah, the line
right?
problems, right?
Yeah, I don't think that, I don't think Andrew Berry did a good enough job fortifying that offensive line, especially when both of your starting tackles, DeJuan Jones and Jack Conklin, coming off injuries, have a significant injury history. Like, I think you just got to do a better job shoring that up. And I don't think that that happened. And that's why they've gone through 8-9 offensive line combinations in 8 games to this point. So that doesn't help. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, it's hard to evaluate his physical ability because he's not throwing the ball more than 10 yards down the field, which is frustrating to me. Yeah. And it's allowing defenses to stack the box to stop the run. You've got who I believe to be your next franchise running back in Quinshon Judkins, but he can't get going because, as Joel Bitonio told us on Monday, he's looking out there and he sees the Patriots in base defense. They have no respect for the Browns' passing game.
Yeah.
And that, too, is a problem. So I agree with you in the sense, Tom, it feels like everything is conspiring against this kid to make him look like the absolute worst. But also, at the same time, I'm not seeing a lot of things from him where it's like, oh, there's a spark there. And
fair.
And those are things that I'm looking for. How does he elevate those guys around him? And like I said, I realize the talent in the supporting cast, but at the same time, you know, I just don't see a lot of elevation of the supporting cast with the way he plays.
Darryl, less than 1 week until the trade deadline. If you are currently on the roster, tell me who should be maybe contemplating whether they're going to need some change of address cards.
Well, Mike Hall Jr. is back and healthy, and as much as I love Shelby Harris, that is a little bit of a position of depth, so I think that that's a guy to watch. He's in the final year of his contract, and that's really what you look at, right? It's guys in the final year of the contracts. Greg Newsom, final year of his contract, they swap him for Tyson Campbell. I love that trade because you traded a player that you weren't re-signing, you weren't going to invest the $15 to $20 million in him annually, and you went ahead and brought in a guy who's under team control through 2028. I think that's a great trade. I'm not a fan right now. I think they got enough draft picks. You know, they don't need to go shopping for assets. I did find interesting the two tight end moves that they made earlier this week. They claimed Brennan Bates off waivers, and then they signed Caden Prescorn to the practice squad. They made two tight end moves this week, and I thought that that was really, really interesting. And I'm not saying that that's like forecasting anything when it comes to David Njoku, who also is in the final year of his contract, but I do think that's something to watch here in the coming days just because they made those you know, those particular moves. And it, I don't recall Kevin telling us on Monday that David...
he's been dealing with that knee, though, right?
Yeah. But I don't recall him saying that he aggravated
that
in any way.
He's not going to give that up, though, either, so you're right.
Of course, you're right. Yeah. But so for me, it's guys in the last year of their contracts. I would not touch any of the offensive linemen. I think that would be a grave mistake. You've got enough problems up front. If you see potential in Dylan Gabriel, if you see potential in Shedeur Sanders, as either one of them could be your future franchise quarterback, then you need to have the best possible line in front of them. And so I am really, really against them moving any of these offensive linemen who are in the last year.
Let me just throw one name at you. Denzel. Should be worried? Or not worried? Or should is he a possible...
It depends where they're at. I think that goes into the Myles Garrett thing too. Like where are they? And this is part of why I would have, not that Andrew Berry would have really been honest about it, but part of the reason I would have liked to talk to Andrew Berry this week is to get an idea, okay, where are you in your team building process? You've got a phenomenal defense right now that is, quite frankly, getting run down late third quarter, early fourth quarter. That's when we're seeing teams get separation in these games. They've been blown out, by my view, I 4 blowouts in 8 games. But a lot of that has to do with, well, the offense isn't carrying their load and the defense is just running out of gas. And at some point that just kind of gets exposed. So if they feel like that they need to do some serious retooling with the roster, which on the defensive side, I disagree with. I think they're fine there. Then, yeah, you maybe you think about moving Denzel, or I don't know how you move Miles with his salary cap figures and whatnot, but I would like them to keep that core of the defense together, because Denzel's playing at an all-pro, Pro Bowl level right now, and Miles Garrett is just on another planet. that guy is just an alien. He is one of one, and you know, the only way, again, I would move on from him is if he stormed into an office and said, get me out of here, number one, and then number two, if, again, you're going through a complete burn the house down to the studs.
So unlike recent previous years, Daryl, you and I would be sitting in the bye week now, like you said, directing questions at Andrew Berry, and we are bumped up against the trading deadline, as you mentioned. Is it a big deal or not that he's not speaking to the media this week?
Well, as I like to say, Tom, Andrew owes me nothing, okay? This isn't about me. To me, it's about the fans. And the way you traded your week one starting quarterback, we heard nothing. And also did it to a division rival, and he has gone down there, and he does not look washed. In fact, he looks like 2023 when he came to the Browns after throwing passes to his family on a high school practice field until mid-November.
Except now he's hurt, too.
Yeah.
Right. But, like, we never really got good explanation about that, right?
True.
It would have been nice to hear about the Newsom trade, even though I think we all know what was behind that. And just with things the way they're going, it feels like, my perception, that there's a little bit of a crack in the foundation with him and Kevin Stefanski, because Kevin Stefanski did not sound like a guy that was thrilled that Joe Flacco got traded. And he had multiple opportunities to really defend Andrew Berry and go out of his way to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I do. Tamp
that down. He didn't. He just said, there wasn't a world that I thought that we were trading Joe Flacco this year. He was asked specifically if he was aligned with the front office on that. And he totally sidestepped the question and said, that's no longer my focus. So, and I realize that's how Kevin Stefanski talks, but there are opportunities, and he has taken them to defend moves that have been made by the organization. So it would have been nice to talk to Andrew this week. I think it harms the fans more than anything. But the team also, in their defense, they feel like, hey, everyone always says when Andrew talks, he doesn't say anything. Or is there really something to be gained by the organization putting him out in front to take some bullets? And again, I would argue, yeah, because Kevin Stefanski's out there every day having to field these questions and answer personnel questions that, frankly, I think Andrew should answer because he's the one making the moves. But the organization doesn't feel that it's appropriate for him to talk right now and doesn't feel that...
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
You know, it's going to benefit them in any way. And also, too, not every GM in the National Football League does speak of the bye week. The reason why it's a big deal, Tom, is because we're used to it.
Correct.
This is year six for him. And not just for Andrew. All the Browns' former GMs would talk to us during the bye week. So I think the reason why there's so much attention paid to the fact he's not speaking this week and he's not available is the fact that this is something they've always done, and now this year they're deciding not to do it.
Can you give me the tone in Berea between the front office, coaching staff, and just where we kind of sit right now? And is it good, bad, indifferent?
Vibes.
Vibes.
I'll say this. I do not believe the vibes are immaculate, that's for sure. I talked to someone in the organization yesterday just about my perception that there might be a little bit of a crack there between Stefanski and Barry, and it was pointed out to me, that doesn't always mean that there is, and disagreement is healthy, and things like that. If they're assuming there is disagreement, and it was put to me that they are on the same page. Again, I don't know that I believe that, but I will say this: I firmly believe that they're both joined at the hip. I don't feel like Kevin Stefanski should be hung out to dry and Andrew Berry survive. Like, to me, it's all or none. You keep them both or you move on from them both, because I think that both share in where this team is, the struggles over the last 25 games. And let's be honest about it. Yes, Andrew Berry has had a real nice draft class this year, but his personnel resume, over his 6 years of GM is hardly pristine. And he inherited a team that was prepared for sustained success, and they're kind of back to where they were about 8-9 years ago, and that's unfortunate.
I think good points all around, Daryl. I'm with you. In terms of the trading deadline, though, doesn't this team need to go out and get a wide receiver? Given, you mentioned all the various, variables that are they're keeping this offense from scoring 17 or 20 points in a game.
Right.
Wouldn't a wide out help right away? Because I don't see one on the practice squad necessarily that's going to make, an impact. Jerry Jeudy has had his struggles. So is there a move there you think they could make without, completely upsetting the apple cart here?
Receiver or tackle. Those are the two positions that I would love Andrew Berry to try and target. Obviously, it takes two to tango here to make something like that happen, Tom. But absolutely. I mean, Mark Schlereth, these aren't my words. This is what Mark Schlereth said on the Fox broadcast on Sunday about the Browns' receiver core. He called them a bunch of little people.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
Tillman's coming back, though, too. So that gives you a little bit of size. But to your point, yeah, it is. It is. It's poorly constructed. You're right.
Right. I mean, I laughed because it was hilarious listening to that, because that's kind of how I view it as well, respectfully. But nobody goes and gets a football in this group. I mean, you got guys that are taking footballs off helmets because they're not paying attention to what's going on either. So or they're running wrong routes that end up in a safety. Could they use a receiver? Absolutely. I mean, you're sitting in the chair where Jeff Phelps normally sits, Tom.
Yeah, I heard
I appreciate you picking up the mantle left behind by Jeff. Because
accidental, but I heard that's the truth, yeah.
That has been a theme between me and Jeff for years and years and years.
Okay.
And hardly a day goes by that we have a conversation on the air about the wide receiving core and the Browns' need to address that position. But
they
you're
just need playmakers,
right.
Don't they? I mean, God, yeah. They have no playmakers on offense. I'm like, somebody make a play, please. Yeah.
And the playmakers they have, which David Njoku, and I think Harold Fannin Jr. is a playmaker.
Yeah.
They're not really using. Like, there have been games where Harold Fannin will have four catches in the first half and no targets in the second half. And I realize Njoku got the knee injury and that kind of upset the apple cart a little bit too offensively. But like, it's just. They don't have a lot of juice on the offensive side of the ball. And I think that not only to your point, Tom, about the trade deadline, but going into next offseason, the draft, free agency, et cetera, like it really has to be.
Oh, yeah.
You got to take a wrecking ball to the offense. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't include they're probably going to have to rebuild the entire offensive line, too. But they're going to have to take a wrecking ball to that side of the ball and rebuild that thing from the ground up because, again, there just is no juice on that side of the ball. And that's not like me making a snap judgment over an 8-game window. The quarterback hadn't mattered. The offensive coordinators haven't mattered. The head coach hadn't mattered. The results have been the same. I believe they've had 4 games in the last 25 where they've scored 20-plus points. So quick math, that's 21 games dating back to last year. They're at 17 or fewer points. That's not a trend. That's a tradition, and that's also a problem.
Mm. All right, Darryl, one more time here because I got about a minute. Yeah. Do you expect the Browns to make any moves by Tuesday?
I think there could be opportunity. I'm not going to sit here and say they're absolutely going to make moves, but Andrew Berry is absolutely going to be exploring the market, and I am not going to be surprised. I just hope those moves are not for draft picks. I hope that they are player for player that can help them.
Outstanding. Darryl, it was fun doing the show with you yesterday. Let's do it again. We'll have you on next week, and then we'll do something after the Jets game on Brownie Bites. How's that sound? Fair?
All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thanks, D-Rod.
Tom, you know, we've been around this game for a long time, and when you don't hear from a general manager, the problem is the pressure gets put on everyone else who works for you because they're trying to get answers. They really, I never want to ask a head coach about a personnel move. I never do. Because until after the fact, hey, you got so-and-so, what are you going to do with this? Or how do you replace a great talent like so-and-so? Now, everybody around the Browns, and it'll be shut down for the next week until they come back because of the bye, but or until at least the trade deadline. Like, when you trade your starting quarterback from the beginning of the season and don't say anything about it, it's just a weird look.
That's what compounds this. You're right, Andy. I think if we had at least gotten a statement from Andrew Berry when he traded Flacco, kind of an explanation.
Even if it's, you know, just hot air, we really appreciate everything that Joe brought to the quarterback room, and he was great on the grass, but we wish him the best of luck.
And you can appreciate this as a media member. You hate that moment when you say, Andy, this is more of a question for Andrew, but right when you have to preface it with that, then you know you're going down.
And that happened to Darryl.
It happens all the time, to be quite honest with you. And as a media member in this town, you know, I think the Guardians are so transparent. I mean, Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff are always out and available.
And that's a long history.
It is.
Now, part of it is they play 161. They're always available. But
there's more moves within the roster, all that kind of stuff.
And I've said it 100 times. They make a move at rookie A-ball.
Yeah.
Now, and there's a press release with a quote on it.
And we have been a little bit spoiled in that Andrew has been available in the bye weeks. As I mentioned to Darryl, I don't remember it bumping up against the trading deadline as it is this year, which is not necessarily an excuse for Andrew,
I don't even know. But, Tom, the irritation for me is that he didn't talk after Flacco.
I agree. And that's what makes this worse, right? And given all the turmoil, given the Garrett situation, given 2-6, given the quarterback scenario, given the fact that, you know, he's on the hot seat as well as his coach, that it probably would have benefited him. Now, all that being said, we all would walk out of an Andrew Berry news conference saying, good God, he said nothing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So, yes.
But it's the optics. And in fairness to the Browns, they're one of the few teams that put their general manager in that situation around the league. Hmm. Most teams have their head coach as the in-season spokesman, if you will.
Okay.
And you would hear from the GM then, you know, before and after the draft, maybe at the scouting combine, you know, intermittently during the season, not necessarily in the bye week. It would also be difficult for Andrew now to really legitimately ask or answer questions rather about evaluating young players. How do you think Dylan Gabriel's playing? That's really unfair at this point, right? It's an incomplete grade, isn't it? Right? So I don't know what we really would have gotten out of him.
I don't know that the question isn't fair. You're just not going to get a real answer.
A good answer.
That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, the optics are bad now. And it's different than the way they've handled it in previous years, which makes it even more troubling. But I'm not making that big a deal out of it, to be quite honest.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
All right, I'm going to take a couple phone calls. Cool Ray's
Please
with
do.
Us. Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So,
thanks for hanging, man.
Hey, anytime, man. Anytime. You know what I'm saying? But I was calling to give you guys the best and worst Halloween trick-or-treat story of my life.
Go for it, man. I'm freewheeling today. Jeff's not here. I'm off the rails. I do whatever I want now. Go ahead. Yes.
So I don't remember what year it was, but it was a year right after E.T. came out. So okay. I was E.T. the following year. This is when you can carry me. I had a twin-size pillowcase. It was filled with candy. Me and my brothers, three of us, we went back to the house, dumped it out, went for the double up.
Okay.
I seen all the candy bars. Came back, my mom and her friends stole all our candy bars.
Oh, man.
It was like everybody was giving out good candy that year, good-sized candy bars. And when we came home, I was like, oh, my God, there's no more Snickers or Milky Ways or nothing. Worst trick-or-treat ever. But my question about the Browns is, though, when I hear you guys, and especially your guest now, was talking about Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Why is it that you guys are moving the goalposts? I don't care about play calling and anything like that. I'm looking at arm strength. I'm looking at the throws that he's making, and I'm looking at – and we can't keep blaming the players. Like, if you are a running back and you run a 40 at 4.7, I know that's slow, and the Browns pick you.
Wait, 4 days, seven hours? Okay, keep going.
No, if your 40 time is 4.7.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
And the Browns pick you, and you can't outrun anyone. Is that the player's fault? It's like, if you have deficiencies and they're watching the tape, they claim they watch the tape. So they seen that Dylan Gabriel was small. They seen that he didn't have a great arm strength. They knew this. So we can't keep blaming him. When he has defensive, we can't keep blaming the linebackers or the receivers. If they watched the film, they looked at what the deficiencies was, and they still drafted them. The deficiencies didn't get better. You just drafted them for your team. So we can't get on the radio and keep blaming the players. We have to blame the coaches and the front office.
Right, but you drafted him with the idea that you were going to develop him. Right, Cool Ray.
Now you're going back and you're blaming the coach and the coaching staff.
Not blaming
you
any,
can't develop.
I'm not blaming anybody. It's a rookie quarterback who's had four games under his belt. I'm with you that we have not seen the arm strength. We have not seen the confidence in him being able to step up and in the pocket and throw a 15-yard out. We haven't seen it yet. That's not to say that it's
he
not.
He doesn't have it. We've seen enough passes. We've seen enough passes through enough quarterbacks, rookies or veterans, to know what we're looking at. I'm not saying that he's a bad quarterback for another team. I'm saying for this type of division, this type of weather, we see what we see. He doesn't have it.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just my issue with that, Cool Ray, is though, why would you pull the plug on that now and then put another rookie quarterback in a situation where he's going to have the same failure? I mean, it's a situation right now where you have so many variables working against your rookie quarterback that he's doomed when he's out there.
One more quick one. Thomas, go ahead. Hey, Thomas, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Hey, well, first off, I just want to call in Mr. Withers. It's Thomas, your neighbor from Westlake, or used to be your neighbor from Westlake. But
did Withers give out good candy on Halloween or no?
I think so. Honestly, I can't remember.
I just want to make sure he wasn't the guy handing out fruit or anything. Okay,
how are you, Thomas?
Yeah. I'm good. Your softball team kind of whipped us earlier this year.
Oh,
but
okay.
I want to call in and say hi.
Gotcha.
But quarterbacks, Stefanski, all that. I think Andrew Berry, at least like the fans deserve at least something out of him. I mean, with the chaos that's ensuing around this organization year after year, I feel like just some simple transparency could do rehabilitation for the fans.
Some goodwill.
Terms of Gabriel, I think keep giving him his chances, but I'm curious to know. I mean, I think you got to give Sanders at least like a couple starts because we got to know if we're going to draft another quarterback next year. So
yeah, I think a good call.
What the rest of the year looks like. But
hey, thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean to hang up on it. The coaches know what the coaches know, and we don't know what we don't know. And I think sometimes we forget about it.
So true.
And you may think the coaches don't know what they don't know. And that's always, that's the great conundrum.
The other thing, too, is, and we talked about this off the air for a second, if there was a real drumbeat to make a change of quarterback now, you'd be hearing a little bit of that.
You would.
And we're not, especially from an organization that has kind of been known for it over the years.
Kevin shut that down real fast on Monday.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Not his focus right now.
I started to bring this up a little bit earlier, and I didn't really.
Wait, who got the Foo Fighters tickets? Do you know?
Who won, Dan? Did you take the call on that? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Somebody's gone.
It was someone from, I forgot his name. Oh, his name was Matt. I think it was from Elyria.
All right, Matt
Carson, congratulations.
Nice.
Right?
That is correct, yeah.
Where'd you say he was from?
Elyria?
Or Euclid?
One of the Euclid. Yeah, Euclid. One of the E's, yeah.
Yeah, he's not someone who doesn't have to deal with traffic on 90, on the other side of 90. On the west side of 90. How's that sound?
You going to be there? You going to go to the Foo Fighters show?
I know. I'd like to. I started kicking it around last week. I was, I'm really kind of bummed because we were going to go see Live a couple weeks ago at the casino. And my wife really likes them. The band Live. Yeah, Live. And then right before she got sick, and I was and she's like, I can't go. And so I was nice enough to go up there, and I found somebody else that might want to go. I gave them tickets. I like doing that because there's no way you want to sit there. And you're like, if we're not going to go, I might as well let somebody else go.
The good and the bad about a show like off in the summer is it's something to think about. Okay, mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, we got Foo Fighters in August. It's all hard for me though to plan
that far,
9 or 10 months out. Yeah,
I don't know. I think I may have hit my apex. Older. Yeah, I hit the apex at the Stones concert, and then when I walked in, I saw it was sponsored by ARP. I was like, oh,
it was so good though.
It was a good show.
It was a great show.
But they're done, right? They're never
going to. Well, that was it.
They're
which done. Is why you had to go. Yeah.
Somebody asked me about I was just talking to somebody who I sat with at that show. And I said, yeah, I think they should have been sponsored by formaldehyde. You know, I mean, I just don't even know how they did. But the show was awesome.
It's great. Yeah,
it was great. A great show.
Yeah, sorry, I got you off track.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll talk about movies and concerts. Yeah, we do that all day long. The Rush one's the hard one now. Tickets are through the roof still. And I just think it's awesome when they first announced that tour that they were only doing seven cities and Cleveland was one.
Yeah.
Because of their respect for the city and, you know, how they kind of broke here.
Put them on the map.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so, I don't know. I'm just still a big Rush fan.
Seen him a couple times?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, it's cool because Rush is the only show you could ever see that you take your laundry and they can do it up on stage while they're playing. Have you seen them?
Oh God. Yeah. So quick story. 1979, we have tickets to see them at the Palladium in New York. Right.
Wow.
So we go to the show, myself, three other high school friends, we get there. Our seats were, lower seats, about 30 rows back, right? We get there, hand our tickets. You know, back in the day, you hand your tickets to the usher. He says, oh, we have a problem. I'm like, oh, God, going on? The soundboard was in the row where our seats were.
Oh.
So he says, I've got new seats for you. Third row, center stage.
Oh, my God, awesome.
For the Hemispheres tour. It was unbelievable.
And you couldn't hear for the next month, right?
No, and that was fine. And when the flash pots went off, I think I was blinded for about 6 months. So, yeah, it was wonderful. See, actually, they were my first concert.
Rush was?
Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, wow.
Rush and Blue Oyster Cult, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was great.
Thank you.
Did you bring a cowbell or no?
More cowbell.
You should have. I just wonder how the tour is going to be with, what's it, Annika Niles,
oh,
right?
Oh, she's great.
She's awesome?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
I just wonder if there'll be more than... you know, 15 women in the audience. Because I've never been to a concert with more guys.
It's like a show,
that, yeah. It's like you go see Rush and you're like, are there any women that like Rush? And then all of a sudden, so I'm wondering how that's going to play out for their show.
My wife would go. She was she grew up in Western New York and in a little Rush conclave, so she loves them.
At least, so I've got my daughter to the point now that when I put it on in the car or
tolerable,
or when we're listening to NCX and they play them, she's like, is that, I'm like, yeah, she's
that's
like, oh, this is Rush, Dad. Oh, okay. So I want to pick your brain on this because I think it's really super interesting. And this is kind of one of those in the weeds conversation. When you talk media, Steve Sarkisian
mm-hmm.
over the weekend, Texas, right? There was a rumor about him going to the NFL, and it was a one-person story, and it was Diana Rossini that put it out there on social media, and he got into a press conference, and then he said this about his potential of going to the NFL.
I'd love to touch on this, so bear with me for a second, because it really pisses me off that one person can make a report that in turn the entire media sports world runs with as factual, to the point of my agency and my agents have to put a statement out that they never have done. Historically, CAA, Jimmy Sexton, and Ed Manowitz have never do that. But I had to do that to protect my locker room and my team. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was completely unprofessional of that person to put that report out. And the fact that everybody ran with it is borderline embarrassing for the media. And I respect what you guys do. But the fact that everybody ran that as truth is really embarrassing. Okay, so I've got a small circle when I make decisions on what I do and what I don't do, and nobody would speak on my behalf without me knowing. And so where that report came from, I'd love to talk to that person because it's absolutely ridiculous.
So, Tom, and I knew I was doing the show with you this week, and you know, and we talked about the line, it's not news until Tom Withers says so. It's because I know that when I sit in my seat, or I've sat in my seat, whether as a sports director somewhere else or sitting here, that, you know, or even when I was at Channel 3 and, you know, I was working with Jim Donovan at the time in Columbus when I worked with Jake, I'd be like, we never, ever, ever did a story, even though we knew that it was probably true 99% of the time. But if we didn't get that second source, there was no way we were going with it.
Because you know the damage that it could cause.
Yeah. And by the way, that we were also sensitive to the things that he was talking about. Like, they're trying to do a job, you're trying to do a job, but you've got to weigh out the fact that the job they're trying to do also affects their team, their program, their families, all of those things. And those are all things that went through my mind before I would ever do a story without hearing a second source do that.
Yeah.
And so when Steve said this weekend, it made me think of you right away because, you know, what can I say? It's not news till Tom with it. It's because I trust what Tom was writing because I know it was vented through him personally. And then the standards of the Associated Press are different than anywhere else. And so, it's a hard place to be right now. Because a lot of times
in this world, sure.
You know, it's sometimes you like someone's eating dinner and they see someone talking to somebody else and they eavesdrop into the conversation and they hear something that might be sensitive. Next thing you know, now it's on social media. People put it out there and they take it for fact. Or you get yourself into a situation where someone on the inside wants news to go out and they want to create the situation that's out there. Again, it's one person, and now it's another person who's now suddenly on social media that you've never heard before, and you're like, where's this coming from?
Right.
And so I wanted your thoughts on this.
Yeah, so give me the origin on this. So Rossini reported that somebody said to her
I think it was Houston, right? Wasn't that, or I can't remember. Yeah, it was the Houston
job. That Sarkisian would potentially be open for the Houston job?
Yeah.
Or be interested?
Yes.
Got you. Yeah, so that's awful. Listen, like you mentioned, I was privileged to work for the AP for 30 plus years. And
right.
Because of our standards, especially on sourcing, you know, I used to remind a lot of reporters, especially young ones, just because somebody tells you something doesn't mean that it's true. And just because somebody tells you something, you need to know if even this is a source, why are you telling me this? And if you're telling me this, why can't I put your name on it? That's a question that's very rarely asked anymore in our business, right. Unfortunately. We used to have to go through the hurdles that I had to go over to get a story on the wire. God rest her soul, Terry Taylor was the best boss that I ever had. She was a marvelous journalist. If I called her up and said, hey, the Browns are trading so-and-so, and I have it from a source within the building, she would say, okay, Tom, have we used this source before? Have you trusted this source before? Have we been burned by this source before? Do you have a second source? If we can't use this person's name, why can't we use this person's name? I used to have to go through, which is why sometimes, and it was nice of you to say what you say about not being true, whatever, I would be behind sometimes on stories only because I had to go through those extra steps that other media outlets didn't go through. I'm thankful for that to this day because it did allow me to build trust within teams, within my media colleagues and the circles that I ran, because they knew that if I had it, it was right because I had to go through those extra steps. It's a long lost art, unfortunately, Andy, and it's getting worse and worse all the time. Good for Sarkisian, by the way, for stepping up and saying what he said, because hopefully that rang through true to a lot of people in that room that day, and they weren't necessarily at fault. And this is what happened to a lot of us in the Cleveland media, is that these national reports that get floated out, especially like on the weekends for those NFL shows where Schefter would suddenly, you know, it'd be an hour before kickoff at a Browns game, and you'd have whatever the, you know, whatever the story of the day was, it would come down the pipeline.
I used to call it the Lombardi Hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's when all those stories would come out.
Which would force us to react, right? And then in turn, as he mentioned, like with Jimmy Sexton, his agent having to come out and make a statement, sometimes it would force teams then to make statements on something that they knew was not factually correct at all. So it's hard. And, you know, again, I think Rossini probably took a liberty that she shouldn't have.
Probably.
All right, gentlemen, I hate to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Do the exact opposite than what you were just talking about, but you know, sometimes timing is oh so perfect in this world.
Right. Here we go.
ESPN's Adam Schefter. For those wondering if the Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answers in the words of one source, no chance. Source added, people have a better chance of winning the lottery. That is according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. Once again, sends out on Twitter, for those wondering if the Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answer in the words of one source is no chance.
Well,
the source added, people have a better
chance
of winning
the lottery. This goes right back to
the
conversation. Like, and nothing against Adam, because Adam's a fantastic reporter, right? But there are things you need to realize. Like, okay, again, and this is only for the purpose of this conversation. You say it. I think we believe it because Adam is, it goes back to your litmus test of, he is consistent in what he says, but why not put a name to it? Why does it have to be a source? You know?
Agreed. By the same token, Zach Jackson, who we all trust, said the same thing this morning.
He did. He said it this morning on the morning show.
I think I said essentially the same thing a little while ago. I mean, we talked to people within that building over there.
Right.
Again, like to your point, okay, if you want to say that, why couldn't Andrew Berry come out and say that during the bye week?
Why wouldn't Andrew have had a press conference to say that? Yeah.
Listen, This is good, though, that it's out there, at least from a national perspective. It's going to calm things down a little bit.
Right.
Only because there was this, you know, speculation as to whether or not they would consider it.
Well, I think you get that it's the perfect atmosphere for it, right? Myles comes off the game where he's sitting at the end of the bench.
Right.
He's just, you know, pounding his helmet into the ground, and the trade deadline's next week.
Right.
Mary Kay Cabot chiming in, also saying zero chance the Browns would trade Myles Garrett. I'm told, has it even been discussed?
There you have it.
Among the Browns, I would not be surprised if I'm not going to lie. If I was Myles, it had to have been going through his head on Sunday, and because we all watched it, we saw the frustration. We get it. I think we all understand, and I don't think anyone would be mad at Myles for feeling that way or thinking that way. That's not, you know, I think we kind of get it from a human perspective. At least I do. I get it from a human perspective. I'd be like, what am I doing, man? I got 5 sacks in this game. We can't win. Our offense can't move.
Hey.
I'm trying to do everything I can from a personal standpoint. I mean, is there more he could do? I don't know. I'm not inside that locker room.
And it's like I told you earlier, there's times where Miles opens his mouth and I'm like, oh, don't say anything more. You're good, dude. You had 5 sacks. Like, you know, I know you're upset and it didn't look, I'll tell you what, I didn't think it looked good on the sideline for him to act the way he did. I would have rather seen him, you know, down amongst his teammates or the coaching staff, you know, encouraging the guys that are on the field out there. By the same token, we had the one picture of him.
Yeah.
Right? So
everyone made a big deal about it.
Yeah. I mean, a second later, he may have been down on the sideline, like, cheering on his teammates.
It's always like I always say, don't believe the whole reaction when you see it, because you know, you're watching a 4 second.
More than meets the eye.
You're watching a 4 second cutaway of a coach who might look like he's frustrated, but you don't know what happened 24 hours before or what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes afterwards.
Yeah. T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.